All right, what's going on? Back at it again, you know, with another podcast. Not doing too many lately, but, you know, it is what it is. I'm here with the fine Jasmine, and in the back we got my brother. We in here in a session, and we thought it'd be good to just, you know, bounce off our ideas and shit that we got going on. So, I want y'all to enjoy, for real, while we enjoy.
Period.
So, yeah. So, yeah, what y'all saying? Y'all been into each other?
Yes.
Y'all used to hang out? Y'all was kicking it?
Yes, I used to call him my son.
Oh, God.
Me and Inaya.
Nah, for
and
real,
and remember,
bro.
You gave me your football pendant when you played on the Raiders.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I passed that out. Yep. Yep. It was a trophy. Yep.
Like, I got pictures with him. Like, literally, like, trying to slap me in the face.
Man, videos and shit, like, bruh. I had a video. I posted a video, bruh. It's like, it got like 6,000 views, bruh. At the other girl trying to kiss me on the cheek, and I pushed her face. We was going crazy, bro.
It was a trailer.
It was a trailer, bro. We used to make trailers, bro.
Wow.
Back in high school, trailer was going crazy. Everybody was making a trailer,
like,
bro.
Each passing period, I would always see Tay.
That's today's, like, TikTok, bro.
That was crazy.
Man.
I really made hella new friends when I went to Bethel, bro, for that first year, bro.
That
friend
was
group was totally different than Hogan, bro. Totally different.
Everybody knew Tay one way or another.
Yeah.
Tay was everywhere. That nigga's at the vibrant. Man. We smoking on this Bashio gelato. So, yeah, topic we had is, if you was to have a weed strain, what would you name it? Or what would it be? Like, indica, sativa, you know, hybrid. Me, my shit gotta be some real, man, gotta be a nice cookie crossbreed, because everything go good with cookies.
Some cookies.
And it gotta be like some real OG cookies, just some mixed with some crazy, like, fruity shit. Like, I like gelatos and shit. So, man. My perfect strain is probably out there. Like, if I was to go to, like, a real cannabis club that really had hella shit, like, and I'd be like, I want this, like, mm-hmm. Dude. And they'd be like, okay, is these two crossbreeds with this? I'd be like, oh, yeah, that's what I want.
Right.
Yeah. I'd really want some, like, some Rents mixed with some gelato.
Yeah. That's, you gotta try gelato. That Simply's, bro. Did you ever smoke that?
Nah, I ain't never smoked that.
I wanna smoke some more Simply's now that I know the history behind it, bro.
What is it?
It's white gummy.
Educate me.
It's white gummy mixed with pink Rents.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? I hope that's right. I don't wanna disrespect it. But yes, bro. I had it one time, that shit smokes. And then the history behind it is the nigga who started that.
Uh-huh.
This true story. My cousin is a nigga who worked with Rents.
Yeah.
And he got fact checked.
Oh, big club.
Yeah, so look, this nigga was in jail. First black man in jail to have top shelf Rents.
In jail?
In jail. In jail. Like,
they were stuffing.
But, like, legally, like, they knew he had it. Like, cause
this nigga had the Rents in his ass, Twan.
Or whatever, cause he had a pack of woods, dude.
Oh, hell no.
The picture we seen, he was big chilling. Like,
oh.
Making, you feel me, his situations. That
nigga's finna get colon cancer. Niggas is stuffing nicotine.
That ain't nothing new. He had it in the Rents package, too, with the nice. Nigga, I feel like the guard gave him this one. This wasn't no ass play. This was, nigga. Nigga, this came, like, y'all know what this is. It's my medicine, nigga.
Hey, this shit right here is smoking, man.
I don't think I said to Jazz. I wonder what the fuck he said to make the guards be like,
it's okay.
Is not even the guard, the whole jail system be like, oh yeah, that's just bruh. You feel me? He paid what he had to pay. You feel me? He smoking Rents. When we smell it, we know who it is.
Mm-hmm.
Simple. Simply, nigga. That's dope. What about you, Jazz?
Mine's will be the mix between the rosé and horchata.
And the horchata, oh yeah.
Like, rosé. That rosé gotta be high, like,
that'd be
loaded,
a
great, like a good ass high.
B big group. That and in yes. a him calling with Sinji.
I'll be out. I'll be too loaded.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's gonna be a good one.
That's like for real. We love some good weed. And we love our women and our significant others. As we move on to the next topic, how do you guys feel about being in like open, not open relationships, being in relationships in this world? You know, just this very open sexualized world where everybody just seems like they're down to fuck and like they just glorify their bodies more than fuck what you look like, fuck what your bank account is, fuck what how smart you are. You got ass and you shaking it on the gram. Like, that's...
So how do you guys feel about that? Like,
about them shaking it on the gram or just
like women just like just, no, do you take women
just
be, serious?
Just be, yeah.
Like when women do that on Instagram, like is it harder to like find a good woman?
Oh, for
like
sure.
Dating nowadays?
Like a woman you could trust?
Yeah.
You could trust us? Definitely. In today's world, in this generation especially, Otis, we out here. We wilding out here. That's what we do.
Everybody is. That's the thing. It's like the nigga started it, of course.
Right, but the girls are taking over.
And like, they just got fed up.
Yeah.
Because these niggas have just been out here doing it for too long. And,
It's glorified.
The thing about the movies and shit, like 90s and 2000s was, you know, women heartbroken.
Getting dogged the fuck out.
Dogged the fuck out. Right. And then, like, just like how we all take lessons and shit, they just take their lessons. They was like, nigga, you gonna dog me, nigga, before... Like, nigga, how you gonna dog me and you the one with your drawers on your ankles?
Mm-hmm.
And you walking out my house.
Exactly. It's just like, it's a double standard, like... That we have to deal with for hella long.
I'm gonna start rolling. Yeah. What about you, Jazz? When you see these niggas just upholding images that you feel me, you just not upholding me... Like, were you ever one to let a gangster, like, have a gangster
hype? No, I see past the bullshit. Because
there was girls out here, like, they were
never glorified. Like, I never wanted to deal with a nigga that's going to be in and out in jail, that's just on the block 24/7, just that has a bum mentality. I never looked for that. Like, it was never a thing for me. I don't know why women glorify that shit, but it's not cute. But
another the niggas is doing it so we could do it better type shit.
And it's just not, it's never been a thing for me.
That's cool. That's dope.
But do you guys feel pressure to be like hood, like hella hard, like you gotta be in the streets and shit, like, to get like girls?
Go ahead, brother.
Especially growing up in Vallejo, you know, like that's mostly like, it's like one-sided. It's either you who or you in the streets, you know? So like...
But regardless, you just gotta have a toughness about yourself.
Yeah.
You can't let niggas just walk all over you.
Yeah.
Can't let niggas just talk to you anywhere. Because then it'll just carry on.
Yeah. And that's just the bottom line.
Yeah.
That's just a big part of it. That's where niggas get that big disconnect. It's like, I'm not a hood nigga, but I'm, you feel me? I got some heart, nigga. Like, I'm not finna just let you talk to me wherever. And it's like, give a fuck where I'm from. Like, that's just, you feel me, a location. So, you feel me? You know?
Right.
Damn, I fucked this up.
But fuck social norms, nigga. I ain't trying to be like nobody else. Don't gotta act tough for no niggas. Nobody.
For real. Cause that, man, that's only gonna get you hurt in the long run. That shit's terrible.
Just leave me enough for a wood in the morning.
It is good. Yeah, it's crazy. It's just, you just know that whatever image you put out, that's what you're going to get back in.
Yeah.
So you're aware of nothing negative coming back to you. Mm-hmm. Man, that's not real and authentic. Yeah. And that's the big thing, is authenticity. Yeah. Being real to yourself, whatever that is, it's like, and just embracing that. And that's funny, because it's like this little shit, like how anime and shit just got hella popping and shit. Just like, but like, it's really just niggas, like, who is just hella, like, you feel me?
Calling that shit.
Yeah, just calling out any niggas who is doing that shit. But I understand, because at the same time, I admit it, I'm kind of a bully. I talk shit. Mm-hmm. Like, because a lot of the niggas who watched anime and was, like, doing the Naruto runs and shit in school was the weirdos. So it's just, like, the association. But at the same time, me being a nerd and shit, too, I'm a weirdo as well. Just knowing, like, you feel me? Knowing niggas been watching anime and just, you feel me, accepting it. Because, man, niggas was out here, like, not me, but niggas was really out here just like, you feel me?
Doggy.
The associations type shit, like, but I'm an anime watching ass nigga for sure. Like.
Yeah, you got me too.
But back to the relationship shit, bruh, I feel like bouncing ass on the gram and shit don't necessarily make you a hoe. Mm-hmm. Or a girl that's out there, like, fucking on everybody, like, mm-hmm. shit like that. Like, I don't perceive right. women, like, just off them bouncing ass on the gram as, oh, you out here hoeing.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
some of them be genuine and some of them be loyal, bruh. Mm-hmm. And they just doing that because they just getting to their bag by any means.
Right.
You feel me? Literally. Especially right. in today's world. Like, I can see back then, like, you would call a hoe. You mm-hmm. feel me? Cause a spade is a spade. Bitch over here sucking dick, you a hoe. You feel me? You over here bouncing ass, back in the day, you a hoe. But now, you on a gram, you showing your whole body. You got your OnlyFans popping. You making six figures. Who am I to tell you to stop shaking ass on the gram?
Literally.
Who am I? You get into your bag by any means, and I can respect that.
Preach.
You feel me?
But, okay, so on that note, if your shorty started an OnlyFans while y'all was dating, was you going to allow it?
While we dating?
While you dating. Like, Corona hit, she out of work or whatever, shit just hitting the fan. And she like, you feel me, we got our videos, we been going up, you feel me? I'm sexy, I like to take pictures of myself, I like to buy a little shit and for myself and just take pictures and... You feel me? Send it to you and shit. It's like, you feel me? It's people out here making a million out here, making a full-time income plus some by just posting up and sitting down, buying a vibrator and going live.
You feel me? I trust my girl. So if it's really something like that, she gonna let me know what it is and we gonna have, you feel me? We gonna have rules about it, you feel
right.
me? We gonna have... certain shit that will be done and certain shit that won't be. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
But I'll respect the hustle, bro. If she, mm-hmm. that's her body at the end of the day. Who am I to tell her what to do with it?
In fact, love that.
Definitely not gonna change my feelings about her.
That was a great answer. He's a very, 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 very strong man. I'm very insecure. I said, it's like, no matter if it's me or not. I mean, yeah.
But that's not even how niggas is building our generation.
Yeah.
Nigga, you feel me? And that's why these girls on the gram shaking ass don't be single. You feel me? Because niggas just can't handle that.
No, for real. But then
they really can't handle
there's niggas who handle
having egos.
You're a real porn star and married to a nigga. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Niggas who aren't really married to porn stars, I mean. Mm-hmm. Like.
Yeah.
Like.
I don't know, I guess. You just gotta be confident in your relationship.
Man.
Yeah, bro.
What about you, Jasmine? Mm-hmm. But what about it? If in a relationship, in the middle of a relationship, you started the OnlyFans, you just chose to just exploit that side of y'all for income?
No, I'm not with that. I don't know.
I'm not with that.
Like, but I talk about it, like, I'll be joking and be like, yeah, like, only if, but in reality, like,
it's just jokes.
I don't think that shit's worth any type of money. Like, I'm not gonna put a value on that shit.
Yeah, it's funny. It's just a big turnaround of the world, because it's like, man, I remember just like seeing random posts a few years ago. Teachers was getting fired because their sex tapes was coming out.
Yeah, right?
It's just like, now it's like that same teacher. You feel me?
Yeah, that's
could be on OnlyFans right now. The principal paying, nigga. Superintendent, nigga. The students, nigga.
Anybody can see that shit, so.
Yeah. And these searches and shit in the world is getting so advanced and shit.
Yeah.
Like, face searching shit, like, this is getting beyond. Like, it's from just being easier to find people.
Literally.
Oh yeah, and speaking in relationships and shit, like, it's really people that really just be fit for people, cause it just be like, like we was reading that, you feel me? Certain kinks out there that just people just live with, and it's just like, I'm kind of the person I am where I lay everything out on the table at first. It's like, this is what it is, and this is what it is. Like, for me, like, these are my flaws and shit like that. But it's like, I feel like there's some things that, like, if you were in a relationship and it's like, you didn't say that, and you know what I mean? It's like, it's like, we've been in a relationship for a year, just an assumption, and all of a sudden, I like to say, for me, like, what's it called? I want to be pegged, which is your girl strapping you. It's like,
what?
Your girl look at you like, this is not the man I thought you were. Like,
I couldn't satisfy you like that. Because it's like, man.
I feel like it's only like a certain level. I mean, I feel like it can only last for so long.
Yeah, after a while.
Because it's like, I look at you so different.
It's not even look at you different. It's like, I don't care about your like desires and stuff. But it's just like, you have to know like some shit I'm not going to be into. So, like, is that gonna mess up like the relationship? Cause I'm not into that shit.
Well, yeah, that's good. That's always just gonna cause other shit down the road. Like, I see something today about the mayor. I want to say Florida, New Jersey, somewhere who was gay or bisexual. I would say, cause he's married and he had a scandal where he was in a hotel room fucking a dude, a male prostitute. Okay. As the mayor of somewhere, like, damn, like. Whoa.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So he says he's bisexual?
Yeah. And she says she always knew. In a statement or whatever that she read, she says she always knew and she just had questions and they worked out their questions. Okay. And
I guess whatever.
But it's just like, wow.
Yeah.
That's just me being in my closed-mindedness, I guess everybody would say. But like, yeah, call it what you want. Like, I'm not really that bold.
Yeah.
Open. You know what I mean? Like, it's just some shit like getting the word taboo. It's just like ass shit. It's just like,
that's a no for me.
I feel like if like anything you're ass, you're gay. And people would be like, no. And like, fuck with the, you could be a scientist and pull it up. I don't care where the G spot is. It works the way I've been doing it for years. So if it ain't broke, you know the rest.
Like your sister.
I feel you. Yeah. But that same for me. Like, I wouldn't be into, like, for me getting anal or anything.
What'd you say?
I wouldn't be into getting anal.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, that just make you look at me differently. All of a sudden, I was like, I've been really wanting to do this, bro. It's like, it's been heavy on my mind. Because it's like, you're like, ooh. Like, hey, man. Yeah. That's crazy. Any Taboo Kings, Jazz?
I think I told you. It's not really taboo, but... Mm-hmm.
Tay, any taboo kinks?
What does that mean?
You have to get your toes sucked, or like, we was reading on some shit. It's some really crazy shit, so I'll just give you an answer. Like, people like to get peed on and like shit on and like, you know, really out there.
I'm just really like aggressive. I like to be real dominant. Maybe that. I like to have control. I like to be real aggressive. Mm-hmm, I like to slap.
That's what he means.
I like to slap.
He likes to choke and put a rope around her neck. I feel it. Nah.
I like to make it tough.
Being dominant?
I like being dominant, and I like a woman that can show she's dominant as well, you know. But I, you feel me too much. It's a little vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
Man. Just a little, though. The key word is just a little. Just a scoop. We don't need a whole cup.
So, like, do you like getting your ass ate?
Never. That's never been an option. Anything with butt is...
You never got your gooch licked?
Mm-mm. The balls is it, bro.
But the balls is a fucking roller coaster.
Exactly, bro. And that's all I need. Balls is
a roller coaster, bro.
Roller coasters are fun enough, bro.
Hop on it in your mouth. I'm going insane.
I'm dancing and all types of shit.
Start hitting my Dougie, nigga. Real Dougie Kings.
That nigga's a ridiculous
cat daddy, yo. That nigga knee is weak. Like, I need life alert. I have fallen and I cannot get up.
What time is it? I never seen a bus ride so late in Vallejo, California.
10:07.
They're dropping off the thing that they just got off at McDonald's.
Hey.
Where is your sister or your mom?
Wait, right, this is me. Hold on. Been not walking this bitch, I might free the clip.
She gon' pull up to the show, she gon'
free the clip. We gon' end on this all black, I might free a bitch.
What?
Feeling dumb, my own chick, I don't need a
sign. Who's that?
Independent on her own
shit.
We got dough in this bitch, she got hella kids. Run a bag up with a nigga, you don't run it in. She calls me this bitch, we got hella wins. 600 on my team, we got hella friends. One comes like twins, both coming in. She gon' pull up with a friend that's gon' come again. I might put her on the road, turn her to a fan. I done seen a nigga turn a snake for 100 bands. Money in the ear to look at it. If one's rolling, it's that for the extra. Catch me feeling to your bitch, I might quit rapping. Play the role for the road, it's that good acting. Playing instrumentals, got her legs popping. I ain't telling on my business cause the fans watching. I can show you how to move, be yourself, doctor. I can tell you how it is, tell you all about it. Beating up that road like I don't know better. Reading hella books and trying to grow better. Took it from her man, she gon' hold better.
Is this you?
Took it from her man, she gon' get shown better. She let the nigga grind like I don't know whether. And level counting thousands, I got good habits. I can make a double up, that's that good magic. Fresh OJ, clear your lungs. King's white tea and a pair of dumps. Young old nigga, I can feel the funk. Lungs got it so you can smell the funk. Nosebleed seats, now watch me dunk.
Money in the air to look at. Everyone's rolling, it's that for the